Hello, my name is Judy Marie with Miracles of Health, and welcome to our first podcast. I will be recording weekly podcasts on various subjects, topics, inspirational messages for all of our customers, friends, and anyone who wants to share these messages and information to anyone else. So to start with, this first one will be on a more intimate personal level, which has to do with an experience that happened in my life in February of this year. I took a fall on the ice and smacked my head very hard, which has left me with a traumatic brain injury. Prior to this, I never had a brain injury. I have seen people and treated people with brain injuries, but they say until you walk in someone else's shoes, you really don't know what that's like. That I can vouch for today. We never know how quickly our life can change. And my life has dramatically changed since February. Of all the experiences that I have had since the injury. And I'm reminded of the book I wrote, She Thought She Could, She Did, in relationship to all of the experiences that I have had and continue to have in this healing process. One of the sections in the book says the greatest something you can ever do is nothing, which came from one of my Apache medicine men teachers years ago. His name was Bear, and he used to share that with me. The greatest something you can ever do is nothing. Well, I have been blessed to be able to experience that more, because the first several months in figuring out what was the depth of what was going on, the best healing I could do for my brain was to stay in a completely dark room. And in that time and space, there isn't a lot you can do except not move. And I remember saying to myself, well, then who can I pray for? How may I serve by doing nothing? And there is an awful lot I've been able to experience of still being able to serve and be of the greatest good for myself and others by resting, by relaxing, learning how important it is to feel compassion in music cools down the brain. It helps to heal the brain. And eventually I would like to share on one of the podcasts a meditation that's used for compassion. So this whole experience has taken me definitely into deeper realms of healing. Also, I would like to thank everyone who has supported me through this, who has supported and helped the company, as well as Vicky in the front office. She has just been amazing. And all the love and support has just been absolutely tremendous. So it chokes me up. So anyways, I want to say that, oh my goodness, there are no accidents. There have been so many people who have tried to analyze this with me, analyze why that happened, the way it happened, and on. But deep down inside, sometimes things just happen, and focusing on the solution, focusing on the gifts and the opportunities and all the miracles and miracles that will continue to arise out of our experiences. That, to me, is the most important part of this to keep focusing on. The gratitude that I have for our products has absolutely expanded. If I wasn't already taking the Pure Cleanse, the Cleanse Caps, the Pure Green, and multivitamin, and especially the chelated minerals and the vegetal silica and the silver, is so amazing for inflammation. I have heard different people share with me who've had brain injuries or difficulty with focus, concentration, how helpful the chelated minerals are and how important healing the nerves and the bone, the silica, is. I've had some wonderful experiences with those products in the past, but currently I want to share with anyone listening, if you have any difficulty with focus, concentration, any type of inflammation on the brain, the central nervous system, I strongly recommend taking the chelated minerals, a capful twice a day, vegetal silica, two capfuls twice a day, with the chelated minerals. Maybe you could take them three times a day. There are days where I have taken them four times a day. And I'm so glad to have that nutritional support, which affects the electrolytes to the brain, to the rest of the body. Another awareness that I have through this experience is our gut is truly our second brain. When there's a brain injury, the other part of the body that is immediately shut down and affected is the gut, the whole digestive tract, the whole intestinal tract. And again, as much as having to have my brain retrained, the same thing is going for my gut. Fortunately, I say that with capital letters, that having the products that we have with miracles of health, I am able to properly continue to move my bowels, which is very difficult and very rare when there's a brain injury of this magnitude. So I just want to share with everyone to take very special care of your body. Take very special care of the mind and the soul. And healing happens within each and every one of us in our own way, in our own time. But I promise you, I have the faith, I have the courage. If it can continue to happen for me, it can continue to happen for you. So I'm very, very excited to say that healing and the miracles that we're all connected with is so beautiful and it is so powerful. And to embrace the life, to embrace the love and the goodness and the kindness and the gentleness that you can have for yourself today, and that you can feel that for others as well. So this is the conclusion of our first podcast. And each week, my plan is to do a new recording And as if I feel inspired to do more than just one, I'll be open to that. This is a whole new journey of how may I serve, how may I give back. And again, I want to thank everyone who's listening, and a special thanks to everyone who's been supporting us in this process. And wonderful warm thanks to all of our customers who have been very devoted, loyal customers, and realizes the importance of detoxification, building your system, and being willing to transform your life for the greatest good and being who you're here to be. And the way I can engage in that with you is to walk through this with you and be here in the best way that I'm here to be with you today. Thank you, and talk with you soon.